This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
Welcome to another episode of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are in Unit 3 of the summer quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of August. Our co-host for this month is Lynn Pryor.
Hi, Alice.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to be with you.
Glad to have you with us once again. We are looking at a unit entitled Life on the Road, which comes out of passages from 2 Samuel and the life of David. And we're looking at God's view of success. The session that we're looking at this week for the week of August the 22nd, I guess is maybe sort of a negative approach to success because we're looking at a time when David was not quite so successful. And the title of this session is Practice Defensive Driving. The life question is, how do I deal with the sin in my life? And the biblical truth is, when we sin, we are to confess it and turn from it. The passages we will be looking at come out of 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12, and also a few verses out of Psalm 51. The key verse is Psalm 51, 1. So the first answer to that question, how do I deal with the sin in my life, is number one, be on your guard against temptation. And this comes out of chapter 11.
Right. And this is where we're moving into what you just said, 2 Samuel 11. This is a turning point in the story of David's life. Up to this point, you see him, even though he's in some difficult circumstances, he always is just this sharp young man, a sharp king. He just provided great leadership. And now we see his fall. Mm-hmm. And quite a turning point in his life and in his leadership. Now, let me ask you as teachers to do one thing. We tend to teach, as adults, we tend to teach from where we are as adults and not from where our students are. So be sensitive to where your students are. You may have a class that is very familiar with the story of David, and you may have a group of students who aren't. So depending on that, how much you want to dig into the story of David and Bathsheba. I mean, I'm not saying shy away from dealing with the issue of the adultery and all that. But what we really want to focus on is the story of David and Bathsheba setting the context for our own lives of how do you deal with temptation? And if you fall, using this term of success, how do I get back to being moving forward with God? So use this story not so much just to talk about the wrong of adultery, but to talk about how we deal with our own sins and how do we turn to God. So what we see here is just the opening verses here is we look at the fact that David sinned. He should have been off. We don't know why he didn't go off with the kings to fight, but it says that one evening he was up there, he was strolling around and saw Bathsheba out bathing, and so he committed adultery with her, followed that up by trying to cover his tracks by having her husband killed.
Right, which leads into the next part of the story, which is don't assume you can hide your sin, which is what he was actually trying to do, of course, by covering up his tracks.
Yes. What you'll need to do is to bring the backstory in, to look at the first few verses of chapter 12, where Nathan, the prophet, tells this story to David. Now, David doesn't realize it's a story. He just, I mean, he thinks it's like news and about this lamb that has been taken from this young, this poor family and has been slaughtered. And in the process, Nathan turns the story and says, David, you are that man who committed that crime, but it wasn't with a lamb. It was with Bathsheba. And David realizes at that point, I thought I covered my tracks and I didn't.
That's right. So he got caught basically. And isn't that always the way it is? You know, we think, I'm going to get away with this because nobody knows, but, more often than not, it gets found out one way or the other.
Oh, I don't know how many times I said to my sons when they were teenagers, it'll catch up with you, and it always does.
Yes, and it may take a little while, but eventually it's there. Then I guess the next question is, well, Okay, once you've been confronted with a sin, there it is. It's out for everybody to see what's next, which brings us to point three, which is sin can be forgiven, but it must be confessed.
Yes. Now, we're picking up one verse here in 2 Samuel 12 where David says, I have sinned against the Lord. Now, we're not looking at this psalm, but we're going to look at Psalm 51, which is the confession of David, where we see in verse 13, I have sinned against the Lord. You're going to skip over now to Psalm 51 and look at this prayer of confession that comes with this, a great psalm. But the psalm we're not looking at is the follow-up psalm, Psalm 32. And I would encourage you, just in your own preparation, to look at that psalm, because there's a passage in there where David is talking about the joy of being forgiven. And he makes this reference that when I had held it in, just, you know, I felt crushed. I'm kind of paraphrasing it here, but I just felt crushed within when I held it in. But when I confessed it, oh, how good it was. And that is what David has done now in verse 13. He acknowledges, I have sinned. But the wonderful thing is how he acknowledges, I sinned against the Lord.
Which is really the key point here. It's not just that you sinned against somebody else. And David certainly had. I mean, he'd sinned against Bathsheba. He'd sinned against Uriah. In one sense, his whole country. You know, he'd let down everyone that was following him in the kingdom. But the key point was he needed forgiveness from God.
Right. Now, how do we help our students with this? We've been talking about this idea of success all through the month of August. And now we see a point of failure in David's life. What we want our students to see is because they have faltered somewhere or sinned or whatever that, however they've really blown it, it's not over. They can still, if I can use it in a biblical sense of being successful, of just getting back on their feet, to fail like this doesn't make you a failure. But the key is for us to do what David did. To say, I have sinned against the Lord, to have that prayer of confession and to come before Him and leave it with God.
And it should be an encouragement to students that being successful does not mean being perfect.
True. That's a very good point.
You're going to stumble, but it's how you react to that's key.
Good point.
So to wrap up for today, our life question once again is, how do I deal with the sin in my life? Points we want to drive home are, number one, be on your guard against temptation. Number two, don't assume you can hide your sin. Number three, sin can be forgiven but must be confessed. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You'll find there some current news stories and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month. Also, you find some songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there and an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifefocus. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegeman. Hope to have you with us next week for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.